I asked you nicely once. I won't do it again.
The woman didn't flinch, but her gaze turned hard and held his without faltering.
You didn't, Vance. I didn't what? By the way, what's your name, sugar? Guess it must have slipped my mind since last night, he added, smirking.
I'm called Lorelei, she said as she stood, forcing him to take a step back lest she knock him over. And what you didn't do was ask me nicely. But it doesn't matter. You won't find your phone, clothing, or the means to leave until I'm sure you're fully healed. He maintained his glower, but found himself at a bit of a loss. Though she was tall for a woman, he still outweighed her by at least 50 pounds of muscle. Most men he'd faced down during his time on the road would have cowered, but she clearly didn't fear him. Since he couldn't persuade her by fear, he shifted tactics again, reverting to his preferred method of persuasion when faced with a difficult woman. It hadn't failed him yet. He allowed his gaze to wander down her face to her full lips, and from there down along the slender column of her neck. Her audible swallow and the bob in her throat made him smirk with satisfaction. When his gaze fell to the swell of her breasts, he grew hard again and knew she'd read the heat in his gaze when it returned to her face. He definitely saw heat in hers. He moved past her, taking care to brush his skin against her bare arms, and sat down on the bed. He reclined and stretched his body, allowing the towel that covered his lower half to come loose. Plastering a smile on his face, one that charmed most women right out of their panties, he said,
"Well, if you really want to make sure I'm healed, Lorelei, I guess you'd best get on with your examination."